Welcome to the Haywood County School Support. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host today for the Haywood County School Support. My very special guest on the program is Todd Trantham. He is the other host of the program, but today he's going to act as the Transportation Director because he does that as well as technology. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Nolte. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you being on today. Today we're going to talk a little bit about bus driver training. You know, that's pretty important. A large number of our students are actually transported to school by our buses, and if we can't get them there, then we can't teach them and do all those other things. So we're going to talk about that. So the system, you, Mr. Trantham, and your department, with help from other folks, provide a lot of training for bus drivers. So, you know, what training do you currently provide?
Well, we have about 72 buses that transport a little more than 42-43% of our population to school every day.
Yellow buses. Yeah.
We have some other buses too, but we have about 72 yellow buses that are on the road every day taking about 42% of our kids to and from school. Travel about 700,000 miles a year. And it's important that we travel those 700,000 miles that we do it safely. And so we want to make sure from the time we onboard a new driver until the time that they leave us that we are constantly not only training them but reminding them of how important it is to drive that bus safely, as we've got some very precious cargo on the buses with us. So, you know, we have some new driver training. When new drivers come and join us, there's a process that they go through to onboard with us. It takes about 6 days to get a North Carolina CDL to drive a school bus. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we've got more training that they do annually. So we just remind and refresh them on all those things they need to remember as they're driving a school bus.
And I guess, you know, just for background for listeners to the podcast, we're doing the podcast, and we've both had our CDL and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. and done the bus driver training and had a license for many, many years. So we've got a little background there. There's a lot that goes on. So the next thing we want to talk about was, you know, what do you need to do if you would like to be a school bus driver?
Well, if you're healthy and you feel like you're healthy enough to drive a school bus, there are some requirements that the state has. If you have a clean driving record, for the most part, now that doesn't mean it has to be perfect, but it can't have some major dings on it.
Yeah, I did have a speeding ticket one time, and that got through.
That got through.
One
will. Two, very close together, might not.
Maybe not.
But if you've got a clean record and you're healthy, in most cases, the state of North Carolina will be willing to issue you a commercial driver's license to drive a school bus. In order to do that, you have to sit through 3 days of classes with a DMV instructor, and we at no cost. We provide that here in Haywood County Schools, so we work with the DMV to bring an instructor in, usually about once every 2 or 3 months. We've got a class coming up in early June, but we will bring that instructor on board, and he'll do that class here in Haywood County. There's also classes across Western North Carolina, but we'll do it here about once every 3 months. And after those 3 days of classes, you take a test. And after you take that test, you go get a permit. And then he can drive you, and he drives you for 3 days on a bus our current instructor is a he, but will drive you for 3 days on the bus and make sure that you can actually physically handle a school bus. And then he will issue you all the paperwork, and you can go back to the Department of Motor Vehicles and get a full license to drive a school bus. And at that point, we can hire you.
And a lot of people can do that. There's a lot to it, but there are a lot of people can do that.
That's right.
And it's very in-depth. I mean, it's, you know, how you cross a railroad track and how do you dismiss students from the bus at a stop and all kinds of things. But it's very possible for a lot of people who are healthy and alert to do this.
That's right. And so if there's anybody out there listening that all of a sudden says, hey, this might be something I'm interested in, you can certainly get more information, or you can get signed up for that class by calling the Haywood County Schools Bus Garage. I'll give you that number. It is 828-456-2421.
Yeah, and I'll just repeat that, 828-456-2421. We'll try to repeat that toward the end of the program.
And you can also go on the internet, and you can find that on our website as well. That's not going to be a hard number to find. If you just remember, you need to contact our transportation department to get more information.
Right. You also do training for existing drivers, and that's important. We have to renew our license, and rules change, and there are things that we have to brush up on. So what's the training for existing drivers? What's that include?
It's really important that we do that annually with our drivers, and it's hard to get drivers that are driving all over the county at different schools together, but at least once, if we can, twice a year, at the beginning of the school year and maybe even at the end of the school year, we'll bring them together. This year we're doing an end of the year and a beginning of the year, so we'll have two this summer. But just to come together to talk about how we keep our kids safe, and it's not anything that any of our drivers don't know, but it's just always something good to remind people about. I mean, many times we take training to learn new stuff, but sometimes we take training to remind ourselves how to do things we already know.
Okay, and so you do that training for existing drivers and for new drivers, and we've got, you know, 2 or 3 minutes left here in the program. Again, how do people register? And are there other things, you know, we don't have as many drivers as we would like to have. And so are there other things that we want to say to folks about becoming a bus driver? But the question we had planned as we were planning the program was, you know, how do people register for the trainings?
Well, they can register for the trainings the same way. If we've got current bus drivers that are listening, or you know a current driver that wants to register, they can register for that training by calling the bus garage the same way. That training is going to include stuff on bus driver safety. You know, we'll talk about things that are important, like if we go on a field trip, think about beforehand where you're going to park. I mean, if you've ever taken a big activity bus into downtown Asheville or Atlanta or Charlotte, you've got to think through some of those processes. Where are you going to get fuel at?
I drove one into Catalina Valley one time, and there was some planning involved in that.
Yeah, there's a lot of planning involved in putting activity buses in some of the places we take activity buses. It's not that you can't do it, it's just in order to do it safely that it takes planning. And so there's things like that. It's making sure that our drivers understand how to load and unload students.
Mm-hmm.
And that process typically will change every couple of years. The state will say, we're going to add one more step in that process to make it a little bit safer. Or we're going to do this differently to make it safer. And so it's always important that you go over that with drivers. But if you're interested in doing that and you're a current driver, we'd love to have you. That class happens on the 9th of June of this year at the EC in Clyde. And we've got about 45 seats. And I think that as of today, about two-thirds of those are filled. But we still have a few vacancies if people are interested in coming and taking one of those seats for that training.
Okay. And then the new driver training is just prior
to that. It's actually broken up. I want to say that's the 5th, the 6th, and the 8th.
That's right.
At the same place.
So mark your calendars for those dates, 5th, 6th, and 8th if you're new,
mm-hmm.
never driven a school bus before, or maybe you haven't driven in 10 years and your license has lapsed. And then if you're a current driver on June the 9th, and then call 828-456-2421 and get registered.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you, Dr. Nolte.
I appreciate you being on, as always, and hosting a number of the podcasts for us. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening, and I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.